Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Lana. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited to have you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was afraid you were going to ask that. There's nothing special about me outside of that. I wrote a horny book, basically. I like cats and I like thrift shopping and I like eating ice cream in my bedroom. And that's all I do. I like movies a lot. I watch a lot of movies. And then I write romance. So
I love this. I love you write movie, like you watch movies and you write romance and write horny romances, which is what we need. But the thrift shopping, I'm actually curious to hear, like, because you do take trips to go thrifting. So talk to us about how did you get started? What are some of your favorite finds and whatnot?
So my grandma, which I talk about her all the time because she's just my hero. Her entire house might as well be a thrift shop. She's been collecting for, you know, half a century. And so it started, you know, going with her just to like random local little places. And now that we're all kind of grown up, every year we pick a new place within reasonable driving distance. And we go for her birthday for the weekend and we do nothing but thrift shop. So it's just kind of become like a thing that me and all of the women in my family do together every year. So I really love finding weird, eclectic stuff that makes no sense. I think the last time I was there, I found a book that I have no idea what it's about, but the cover had like a man in a devil costume chasing after a promiscuous looking woman. Don't know what the book is about, but I know I'm going to put it on a shelf in my office because it just looked cool. I paid $35 for that book and I don't regret it.
Oh my gosh. I love this. I love this finding. I love this bonding activity among the family to go and thrifting. That sounds like fun, you know?
Oh, it is. We actually just had this trip last weekend. And we went, it was only a couple hours away, but there was this huge, like, it's like a flea market thrift mall. Yep. It had like 100 booths in it. So she was in hog heaven, but she's a lot faster than me. So she was done before me. And then she was trying to hurry us up so we could go to the next one.
Oh my gosh. I love this. I grew up watching, like, my brother loves shopping. Like, he basically, like, any type of place that has a shop or flea market or a store of any kind, like, it doesn't matter. I return and I travel with him. Like, he comes to visit me fairly often, and that's what we do. So I feel like it's like a fun bonding experience. Like, you know, there's like different styles. There's people who just like peruse and just like spend time. And then there are people like rushing through and like trying to find the right find, you know? So.
Right. And it's fun when you're with somebody that knows you really well, because like me and my sister are exact opposites. So she will literally text me from like another area and be like, get over here. I found something you're going to like. She actually found this weekend, she found a jar, and I don't know who follows me on Instagram. I was so sad because I thought it said like D-I-L-L-D-O is what I thought it said. I was like, oh my God, the dildo jar. And yeah. It turns out I showed it to my aunt the next morning at breakfast and she's like, that says it'll do, babe. And I was like, so sad, not as fun. It was going to go in my office and hold pins. But I still star, even if it's not as cool now.
I know, it's a missed opportunity. I feel like that's a merch that should happen. But you know,
that she found it and immediately like yelled out my name. She's like, you have to get over here.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. So let's chat about your writing. So The Nanny is your debut novel. So what led you to start writing?
Honestly, just probably the amount of romance novels that I was consuming, started pretty young age. My grandma, again, had like a huge shelf of historicals. You know, at 15, the Clinch covers are pretty, titillating. You're very curious. So I started like sneaking them off her shelf. Obviously could not tell my mother about this. So I'd mostly read them at her house, like when I was staying with her for the summer. And I immediately like, just, it's just something so comforting about always knowing that there's going to be a happy ending. And so from a young age, like I've always just always gravitated towards romance, because there's, you always know there's going to be a good ending no matter what you know happens along the way. And for someone who is severely anxious like me, I love that comfort. So it's just started there. And then it, as the years went on, they got progressively hornier. and then now here I am. I just wanted to emulate that a little bit because I started getting my own stories in my head, I guess.
Yeah. So. Oh, it's so exciting. And The Nanny is your debut novel. So talk to us the elevator pitch. Just kind of like give us the highlights, which is a horny, it's a pretty spicy book.
Yeah. I mean, it's about OnlyFans, so you hear that word and you automatically know something is going to happen.
Yeah.
But basically, Cassie is an ex-OnlyFans girl. You know, she hasn't been doing it for a few years because she got a little too close to a subscriber and she just couldn't do it anymore. But now her job at the children's hospital, where she's been kind of rotating with her occupational therapy that she's been going to school for, has cut her due to funding, and she needs a job fast because she's paying her way through college. And nobody that she's looking at is willing to work with her schedule for her classes. So she thinks all hope is lost until she sees an ad for a live-in nanny position. You know, and it's almost too good to be true. The pay is good. They're willing to work with her hours. And so it seems like a no-brainer. But then she meets Aiden. And obviously, he's a DILF. It says it right on the back of the cover. I stand by that. And, you know, he's charming and handsome and sweet and a little bit awkward and fumbling. He's trying to make his way with his daughter. So there's an instant attraction that they're both trying to ignore. And which is only made more complicated when it comes to light that he is actually the subscriber that got away all those years ago.
And more will be real. And it's horny and spicy and just yeah. good fun.
I adore my editor because she basically told me after we had met and got to know each other that my brand was going to be sexy. So I was like, I can work with that. Like, because I was like, do I have to write within like a certain like theme? Do they all have to kind of be similar? She said, honestly, no, your theme or your brand is sexy and we're just going to stick with that. And I was like, all right, which is how I ended up writing a whole rom-com for my second book.
So talk to our second book. Tell us, give us a teaser. Because now that we read The Nanny, we're like, okay, now we need to know more, you know?
So I really love like monster romance. They're usually just a little bit dirtier than contemporary romance. And obviously, you know, I'm a trash goblin that calls to me. But so there's something within that, like Shifter Romances, Omega Verses. They're always really kind of primal, and there's a lot of tension and sex and everything that I like in those novels. But what I wanted to do was take that and, you know, contemporize it, because, you know, a lot of those novels you'll see like dynamics with like packs and like hierarchies within just the wolf, the like wolves, and sometimes they're werewolves. And I just wanted to do like all of the good horny things in those books and take them and make them into like a more contemporary rom-com. So it's like the wolf shifting is almost like on the back burner. Like it's, I wouldn't even call it the main plot. It's so strange. It's so hard for me to like put this book into a genre, but I really hope everybody gives it a chance, because it's really funny and it's obviously horny. And I love Mackenzie and Noah. They're just so sweet together.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And I love that you combine your two passions, because we're always talking about your book recommendations and you combine both of those, like the rom-com-y part, and then there's the monster romances. So speaking of those, talk to us about what books do you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Okay, so if they don't know by now that I'm an absolute just, I'm not going to say the W word, but I am a something for Ruby Dixon. Like, I love her. I got to know her early on in this process because she blurbed my book, and I basically bullied her into being my friend. You know, she has like 70 books out there. First of all, who has that kind of time to put that much like quality content out there? She's a wizard. Every one of her books are, you know, you're guaranteed to swoon, you're guaranteed to get a little sweaty. And they're just so fun. Like they just never let you down. So literally, if you have not heard of Ruby Dixon, which I would find hard to believe, please go out and read all of her books. right now. I've read all of them at least twice. But outside of her, I really like Finley Fenn. She writes an orc series, and for whatever reason, I am really into orcs. They're all like very growly and alpha, and they're huge. And big man is big. I like that. Catherine Moon has some really good ones. Oh my gosh, I am losing. I forgot her name. There's the lady, A Lady of Rooksgrave is a
Yeah.
really, I think that is Catherine Moon, actually.
I think so.
Right. Like that was my first introduction to her. And she also has an orc book out now, which is really good. So it's like two worlds colliding. Oh, and Lillian Lark is really good as well. There was like a few months where I went down a hole and I think I read everything I could find. So it's hard for me to think of them all, but those are very good places to start for sure. And then there is a queer series that I adore. I mentioned it in your questionnaire. It's by Lily Maine, who writes, her universe is so good. The monsters are good, the couples are so sweet, it's very spicy, and even like the subplot is just like, that is a comfort series that I come back to so often. I love it so much.
Oh my gosh, I love these recommendations. As someone who's like dipping her toes into monster romance or alien romance, I'm like, ooh, you're giving me like enough to give taste of like these are the ones I need to put in my TBR for sure.
For sure. Like they have like all of those authors I mentioned have a great plot. They have the great spice. They're usually like funny at times. Like so, it's just like everything I love in one book.
Love this. Thank you, Lana, for being on the show.
Yeah. No. Thank you for inviting me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.